This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi! With Nozza.
Hi, y'all.
Welcome, y'all.
I went for a Texas high there. Texas Hold'em. Do you know what that is?
Oh, I do.
It's a card game.
Yeah, have you played before?
No. Just... Yeah. I've played Snap.
Shithead.
Played that as well.
College. Lunchtime, you get your chips, your spaghetti hoops, and you play Shithead.
Did you even...
I went to college.
Oh, I was thinking of uni. You didn't go to uni there, did you?
No.
You know, it's Freshers' Week.
Oh, yeah.
You could, if you wanted, Tom, go to a Freshers' Week and just experience it.
That'd be creepy as...
But I think that's quite you. Just bringing the creeps.
I think I'm a bit too old, and with this embarrassing facial hair, I think it'd be just a whole mixture.
Why is it
creepy?
Embarrassing?
You know, it's
patchy slightly.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's nice. I think it's nice.
Thank you. I think
there's no harm in having patchy facial hair.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
At least you can grow it, because some people can't grow it at all.
Well, there you go.
I think if I was a guy, I'd shave until it grew, because isn't that what people do?
They
right?
say that.
Doesn't
I'm
work.
Not sure if it's true.
Because as a girl, when you shave, it grows back a billion times worse. So it's a shame, really, that it doesn't work for boys.
It might do, maybe not for me.
Just not for you.
Sadly.
But you've got ginger beard, which I really
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you go. Yeah.
No, I like it. Because your hair's kind of brown, but your beard's ginger.
Yeah.
It's a very unique New York. Unique look.
Did you hear that cat screaming?
Yeah, I think there's a ghost in here.
It's a cat ghost.
Seriously, though, it is... we've only got 2 weeks left of the show in September, which means October is coming, which means Halloween is coming.
Yes.
Super pumped.
Yes.
So I found out, I don't know if I told you about it, I was having problems with my doorbell ringing all day.
No, I saw this on Twitter.
And it was ringing at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy. And then we'd like talk about it on the way home, and then the doorbell would ring as soon as we got in. So I took the doorbell off and I put it in the house, and it just rang anyway. Ooh. So I've got a ghost inside my doorbell.
It's just there.
You can ring my bell. Please don't, though.
I'm thinking about my doorbell when you're going to ring it.
Yeah, see? We both got our own doorbell songs. but now I feel... I don't know how I feel. I don't know if I'd rather it was some kind of knock-and-run teenager or if it was a ghost.
I think I'd rather the ghoul.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's not a ghoul, because it's not doing anything that's like, you know, crazy.
Yeah, but you know, like in... Oh my God, a bag just fell off the chair.
Oh, God, he's here.
I think I've got a poltergeist.
Say it again.
Poltergeist.
You sounded
poltergeist.
You sounded so happy saying that.
More happy than you should do if you've got a poltergeist. But
imagine if it was a little Victorian boy knocking on the door and running away.
Shut up.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You said you'd rather that than a real person.
No, I'm saying no. The Victorian boy is a real person. He just dresses like that.
Is he a Victorian boy, or is he a boy that dresses like a Victorian boy?
Boy that dresses like a Victorian boy.
But would you rather a boy who dresses like a Victorian boy knocking on your door, or a ghost of a boy who's from the Victorian times knocking on your door? This is what I'm saying.
It's tough.
So anyway, I've thrown the said bell in the bin. And producer Abby was like, isn't that a really bad idea? Like when they throw like dolls away that are possessed,
like
it's
Rosemary.
A really bad idea. So yeah. Now I'm really scared. And I've bought a new bell.
Oh.
But the new bell does Jungle Book, so...
Oh.
I'm the king of the swingers, yeah.
It does that.
Not with words, just with do 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 do.
That'd be terrifying in the middle of the night, that going off though.
I know. Imagine this one as well. Does that one as well. Not for me.
We used to have a house phone that rang the same as the Alton Towers theme music.
Which is what? I can't remember it. Oh, yeah.
Is it that?
That Harry Potter? I feel like...
That, what is that?
Anyway, it's creepy,
yeah,
basically.
It's creepy, yeah.
So who chose that? Your mum?
Yeah, I think
big
so.
Big fan of roller coasters?
I think so. I don't know. Or it might be Jonathan Creep music. I don't know.
Oh, that would be creepy, because that's a show all about murder.
We used to listen to that near Halloween when I was little.
Oh, the Halloween specials were legit.
But we listened just to that music, the theme tune music, and we just run around the lounge pretending we're bats.
Was this quite like 6 months ago? Last October.
We'd sit on the sofa with our feet in the air pretending we're bats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did something similar to that. Not at all. No, I never did anything similar. But I have restarted watching Goosebumps.
Oh, nice. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.
It's sick. It's on Netflix, by the way, guys.
Is it actually?
If you want to go and check it out, the whole however many series there is on Netflix.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
That was better.
Yeah.
That was better than Goosebumps because it was more older. You know, like Goosebumps is a bit PG for me.
Yeah. That was the age when people weren't really saying kids shouldn't watch this. It was a bit too scary, but they didn't.
Yeah, and then they really reined it back.
Yeah.
I actually can remember a few moments from Are You Afraid of the Dark that still scare me now.
Go on.
A boy kissing a ice sculpture and then getting his lips stuck to it gives me absolute palpitations. And then a kid getting unlimited money from all the cash machines, and then all of his friends and family and everyone in the whole area starts dying because they're going hungry because they've got no money because he's taken it all. We didn't realise.
Oh.
He just thought the cash machine was just giving him money. And then he was like, oh, everyone's dying because of me. Oh, that really bothered me as well.
The one where there's a lifeguard that drowned and he's like a red skeleton that he's to drag people under.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember going, you know, when I was little to Florida.
That's horrible.
Florida, jumped in the pool at night. My brother turned the light off to the pool and he said, red man. And I was like, ah! Yeah, red man. That's terrifying.
Your brother's a nasty piece of work.
And he nearly got me.
Oh, what a
That is terrifying.
That is scary.
But you would see a red man underwater, so you probably wouldn't jump in because it'd be very obvious.
Yeah, but it's not about what you see when you jump in. Like, ghosts don't just aren't just always there so you can see them. They tend to do this thing where they just appear out of nowhere.
That's true.
One of my biggest fears, actually, is being in open water and I can't see below my feet.
Oh, yeah.
No thanks. No thank you. No way. No thank you.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Because I was about to say, in clear water, seeing everything can also be a bit creepy.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm not seeing anything is terrifying.
It's all creepy. It's like just being in the sea is terrifying. What's your biggest fear?
Recently, I think I don't like heights.
Oh.
I don't think it's my biggest fear, but I do dream about falling off things quite a lot.
What, like chairs or like big things?
No, like big things. But I fly a lot in my dreams as well.
Oh. What, like, physically you, or do you fly in planes?
Physically fly.
Oh.
I arch my back like that, shoulder.
What, actually physically in bed?
In the dream. And that's how I fly.
Oh, sick.
Arch your back,
That means something, and I don't know what it is.
Probably 70% of my dreams I fly in it.
That's legit.
Hmm.
That's quite a cool thing. If you had a superhero thing, I think it would be flying.
Landing is never easy, though.
No.
It never
is. Like an easy jet flight, just like...
I literally fall from 10 feet. Oh, God. But I get back up again.
You need to work on that. If you're having those dreams every night...
Yeah, I should be better, really.
Last request this week.
Rihanna.
We are celebrating Rihanna's Fenty Beauty launch, which I've heard a lot about, and it's... Well, I haven't managed to try it yet, but it's been praised for its inclusivity because it's got over, I think it's over 40 shades. And a lot of makeup brands have been basically not making enough shades for how many different skin colours there are. And she has apparently really smashed it across the board. I really want to try it. Looks really cool. Rihanna's really cool. She had her UK launch this week at Harvey Nichols. Not Harvey Nichols. Harvey Nichols with an N.
Harvey Nichols.
Not like Harvey Nichols. Tiny little Harvey Nichols. But we've decided to go on that with our last request, which is obviously a big Tom favourite.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Ooh. Gal Riri. What have you gone for, Tom?
Shut Up and Drive.
Which I love. Shut Up and Drive. That album, bangers.
That's
her first album.
My friend, he used to be able to call hits from far away, and he was like, she's going to be massive. And Art and Monkeys. He called them.
Okay, just to be clear.
My friend.
Just to be clear, when Rihanna came out, she was already massive. Like, when she hit the UK, she was already a global success in America. So he might just be half American.
Yeah, true. Finger in the pulse.
But Arctic Monkeys, you know, I can't explain that one. Maybe he's a poltergeist. And my choice is a song reminds me of Freshers Week because it came out when I was at uni and it's a huge banger. I'm a rude boy, can you get it up? I used to watch the video for that over and over again, just wishing I was Rihanna.
What does she do in that video?
Rides a zebra.
Ooh.
She has short hair in the video.
Red?
No, not that stage. That was Eminem's stage when it was red. It was short, dark, maybe with, you know, just short and dark, I think. And she's just wearing really cool clothes and sort of riding a still zebra.
Mm.
Was it zebra or horse or zebra? It was a zebra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the artists who really, I think, like, just doesn't care what people genuinely, doesn't give a shit what people think.
Specifically now, she's definitely come into her own. Look at that, the photos. Everyone should go and watch. Oh, there we go. She had a real LaRue vibe about her hair in that video. She's great. I love Rihanna loads. She's one of my heroes.
I prefer her to Beyonce?
I would have a very tough decision choosing between those two. I think I'd rather have a night out with Rihanna and a meal with Beyonce.
Okay.
What does that mean, though?
That means that you think Rihanna's more fun, but Beyonce's more interesting.
I don't know if I do think that, though.
But that's what you said.
That's technically what you said. So,
but I get what you mean. I think I would definitely go the same way. I don't think Beyonce would be crazy on a night out.
Put it this way. I think I'd be more interested in being friends with Rihanna. I don't think I'd want to be friends with Beyonce because it's too much. I feel like I'm more. Well, I'm closer in age to Rihanna, and also I feel more sort of linked to her mentally.
Night out,
which is weird, and I hope she never hears that.
Night out with Gaga or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Oh.
Although I think Gaga would be legit fun.
I know. I've read some article about her.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I mean
it's because she's releasing her she's releasing a Netflix documentary about her over the last year.
I can't remember the name of the person. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Shall we play a bit of music?
Let's play a track.
We're going to kick off the show today with a big favorite of mine, Georgia Smith's track with Predator. This is On My Mind.
Don't want to feel ya. Don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel ya. Don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel ya. Don't want you on my mind. On my mind. On my mind. When I saw what you did, who you were with, got me questioning the things that I believe. So I asked myself, do I let you go, or do I keep you in the frame of my mind? Now I'm growing wise to your sugar-coated lies. Nothing sweet about my misery, yeah. I find
again, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of shit or hit on FUBAR Radio with myself, Harriet Rose, and Thomas Nozzer.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I've been having you for quite some time now. Nozzer, was that your baptised name? Or
yes.
Oh, lovely.
It was.
Big up your mum for that. So, you've picked all of today's shit or hits.
I went for quite an array.
I was really impressed by them, specifically number two.
Yeah,
Should we kick off with that?
Yeah.
You're not... Tell me.
I'm not a fan of them.
No, neither am I.
Okay.
Not in a horrible way. It just, don't make me download your album when I haven't asked.
Oh, that pissed me off.
It really annoyed me.
Yes.
And also panicked me because I was like, have I just bought this? Have I bought it by accident?
I couldn't figure out how to get rid of it.
No, I just deleted it. I just threw it on my computer.
I burnt everything.
I burnt my house down. Okay, so the first shit or hit today is you two, You're the Best Thing About Me. Okay. Thoughts?
Middle of the road.
Yeah, I think that's fine. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine. I feel fine about it.
Yeah, I feel nothing about it.
I like some of U2's songs from back in the day.
Yeah.
I think they are a very credible band. I think they do a lot of great things, but that song is boring.
Yeah, With or Without You. With or Without You, it's a bloody tune. But
it's a bloody banger, that one. If that was the one, we'd be saying hit all day.
But no, I think it's a combined shit.
Yes, double shits for you there, you two. Okay, so up next we have the new one from Macklemore and Kesha. This is a track called Good Old Days. Why did you pick this? Just because it's brand new in the charts?
I haven't heard anything new from Macklemore in a while, or Kesha, to be fair, so I thought...
Here we go. Yeah. Let's have a listen.
You'll miss the magic of the good old days. Wish I didn't think I had the answers. Wish I didn't drink all of that blast first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would have gotten out of my show.
There we go. He's got a really sexy voice.
She sounded a little bit like Pink there.
She did sound a bit like Pink, but she's doing really well at the moment. I'm liking, she has actually released some music.
Awesome.
Which we have also played on the show. But her new music is very like female empowerment, and I'm really loving it. She released a track called Woman. Maybe we haven't played it, maybe you didn't miss it, but I'm enjoying her, and I kind of think his voice is sexy. I'm not like that. I probably won't go out and buy Macklemore's album. But I think he's nice.
I always like the production on the songs. I always think that they're good. It always sounds crisp.
Who is it that used to do it with? Ryan Lewis?
Yes, that's the one.
Where's Ryan gone?
I don't know. Did it always say featuring? Or
I thought it was I thought his thing was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Oh, could well be.
Maybe it was just that first. I mean, that first one he did where he wore the fur coat in the video. It was about vintage clothes. So I like that one.
Thrift shop.
There you go.
Thrift shop. Yeah, I personally... I know what you mean. I think that'd be a bit of a guilty pleasure for me.
Yeah, I think it's a hit. And also, I like Kesha. I like what she's doing. I like the messages that she's sending out.
She's back, baby.
She is back, baby. That is correct. Up, finally, we have a bit of Labyrinth. This is his new track. I'm a big fan of Labyrinth. I'm going to put that out there before. I haven't heard this, though, so I'm reserving all judgment. Okay? This is Labyrinth Misbehaving.
Forever young, let the good times roll. Forever young. And it don't get old. Misbehaving, misbehaving. You got the skins, I'll bring the smoke.
Oh my god, that is my jam.
I like that.
That's really cool song. Do you know what I mean? Because he does a lot of ballady love songs and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that.
Quite sexy.
And it's
like
kind of
SXC.
Bit retro-y.
Yeah.
It's nice.
A big fan of Labyrinth. He also writes a lot of the biggest bangers that you've ever heard. Like he's in the studio a lot of the time. I'm impressed with your choices this week, I have to say.
Well, yeah, we always need a shit in it, don't you?
No, but I like that. We discussed it and we both have the same opinion as to why it was shit. So we're going for hit with Labyrinth, right?
I would agree. I would definitely listen to that again. Boom.
Two of those today. Well done, Tom. That was really good.
Good job.
I enjoyed all of those, talking about them. Didn't enjoy all of the songs.
No, more than one was terrible.
No, I like Shit or Hit because it's a good... It's sort of like interesting as well, because if we were really big U2 fans, we might like that song. Does that make sense? Like, it might be that we're both coming from an angle of, like, not a big fan.
I don't think I've ever met a U2 fan.
I feel like when I was talking about it that I have met someone that's a U2 fan that was quite offended when I said I wasn't.
Ooh.
But I can't... It's sort of in my mind's eye. I can't remember anything about it, but...
Yeah, I mean, ever since that iTunes thing, I just can't trust them.
I think that was uncomfortable because it was like, hold on, I see what you're doing there. I also think they annoyed a lot of people with their rhetoric about giving money, when it was like, if you gave all your money, obviously they can't do that, and that makes no sense. Mm. But I think it wasn't me personally, but do you remember in that period when everyone was like, Bono, you can't tell everyone to just give loads of money when you've got loads of money.
Yeah.
But I think everyone should give whatever they can.
Yeah, what you can afford.
What you can afford. And Bono can afford a lot more than me.
He can. With stupid sunglasses.
Oh, does he? Oh, he always wears sunglasses, doesn't he?
That's Bono's thing. It's his trademark.
I saw someone in a club, and I swear down, it was like a pitch black club, and he was wearing sunglasses. And I was like, I honestly wanted to go up to him and be like, how is your sight? I don't understand how you can see. But he sort of had them perched on the end of his nose, and I was like, I mean, I feel like a dick wearing sunglasses, like, as the sun's going down, yeah. Even.
On the tube.
Yeah, I once walked out the tube the other day, and I didn't realise it had gone from the sun going down, and I walked out in complete darkness, and I was still wearing my sunglasses, and I was like, I've had 2 to 3 steps of people thinking I'm an absolute wanker. Should we play a bit of music to celebrate Hit or Shit?
Let's play. What are we going to play?
Well, this is a song I think you're going to like, and it's Camila Cabello, which is the girl from Fifth Harmony, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the girl who left Fifth Harmony. And I'm really into this song. It's called Havana, featuring Young Thug. I think it's a banger, not a ballad.
Banger? Not ballad.
Oh, we miss Nat's voice, don't we? So this is a little bit of Camila Cabello. Here you go. Hey.
Traffic jam, man. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, ayy. Take it on me, ayy. Shawty craving on me, get the beating on me. She waited on me, damn. Shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me. This is history and I'm making homie. Point blank, close range, that beat. If it goes a million, that's me. It's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart.
Take me back.
listening to Harriet and Nozza on FUBAR Radio. Pow,
you
pow.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. Man, every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. You're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Sam Smith, that's Too Good at Goodbyes from his brand new album.
That's a smasher, isn't it?
It's definitely a ballad, isn't it?
It sure is.
Julie of Hawk joins us. How are you, babe?
Hello.
Tell us what you think of Sam Smith's new song.
Well, I'm looking forward to singing it in the shower.
Yeah.
It's like one of those songs that sounds even better with the addition of toilet acoustics.
That's true. Anyone, I think that is the best place to sing. I mean, obviously,
oh yeah,
you do music, so that's different. But when
that
I sing in the shower,
that is the first thing they teach you.
Sing that shit in the shower.
Yeah.
Is that how you learn?
Yeah. That's how you learn. It's definitely how you learn to like mimic other singers.
Yes, let's all try and mimic Sam Smith. It's just
shower.
Go on, Tom.
I did it.
I want to hear it isolated.
Stay with me.
Oh, that's quite good.
There you go.
I don't know what you said.
I said stay with me.
Oh, is that his other one?
Which he ripped off Tom Petty.
Ooh, scandal.
I know, right?
Do you know what, though?
True, though.
Music is a bit like that, though.
Yeah.
In the same way that when you do, like, videos or, like, stuff you see on social media, like, I've seen someone else do that, there's nothing you can really... I mean, there is literally something you can do, like Taylor Swift and I'm Too Sexy.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard if it's not, like, exactly the same. It's kind of difficult to...
It's easier if you have lots and lots and lots of money. Which is great if you're an indie artist.
Yeah, so that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
As an artist, have you ever experienced that? Have you ever seen people and been like, you're stealing my vibe or you're stealing my look?
Well, we had really, really bad luck, I think, with two releases. We basically did this one big photo shoot for about, I think, about three EPs ago, where we were all up in a tree in Hackney Downs. We had this gorgeous willow tree that we were all sitting in. And then literally the day after our shoot, Daughter, who are not dissimilar from us in sound or visual, basically put out this... this big photo shoot of them all sitting in a tree, and we were like, all right, guys, back to square one. And then the following year, some good friends of ours, Dios Mio, whose music you can still find, they're amazing, but they're no longer playing together, they released an EP with essentially the same cover that we had just shot. But they got in both instances, it would have been us who would have been accused, unfortunately. Yeah. So they just got in there
quicker.
Right before us, after we'd made it, but before we'd released it. So I mean, it was always going to look like we were copycats.
I can relate, because you know, you two earlier, we spoke about them a little bit.
Yeah.
I penned a song when I was in year eight called Vertigo, and then they released a song called Vertigo.
That just sucks. Yeah.
And it was almost word for word exactly the same.
No, mum was a bit more deep.
Turns out that Bono is actually his teacher. are you a fan of U2? Just out of the blue, because we were just discussing
them. I'm a big
them.
Fan of Acton Baby, the old
stuff.
Old album. Acton Baby is beautiful, and some other bits and pieces. But I have a weird relationship with U2 as an Irish person, because it's kind of one of those things that people throw at you. When they don't know anything else about you, they say things about Guinness, and they say things about Leprechauns, and they say things about U2. So it's kind of a really weird one.
Yeah.
But I can't deny that they've made some like incredible music.
Well,
especially earlier on, that was like some seriously seminal rock music.
Well, that's what, because we do a feature on the show called Shit or Hit, and they've just released a new single, and we played it, and we were like, do we like it, do we not? And we decided we didn't like it.
I didn't dislike it as much as some
I didn't dislike it, but it was just like, oh, that's fine.
It was...
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, exactly.
But it wasn't like... seriously detestable, which I think
it doesn't take away from them being amazing. It's just a little bit like,
but that says it all. It didn't evoke a strong enough emotion to either really like it or really hate it. It was just yeah.
I would love to see them live, though. They're supposed to be amazing.
I can imagine they'd do a good
and
show.
I wouldn't even care what they played. I just think they're supposed to be really good performers, like proper stadium band, and I've never seen them.
Well, I have a load of friends. I know it now sounds like I am just talking about all things Irish, but I'm actually not. I have loads of friends who went to their gig in Dublin, and apparently it was absolutely it happened like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was like a really big deal because they were going back to obviously their home, essentially.
Yeah, it was the anniversary as well.
Yeah.
And I was actually flying into Dublin that night. So they did a big stadium tour. I was flying into Dublin that night, and it was full of middle-aged men with U2 t-shirt, like tour t-shirts going way, way back. They've clearly been like following these guys around all their lives. And then when I flew back to Berlin, that was the night of the stadium concert in Berlin.
So are they following you?
Dedicated Irish fans that were then following them over. So they're clearly like hopping gigs and doing this big U2 lads on tour. There weren't that many girls.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a lot
so
of men
cute.
On tour following U2 around Europe.
I actually met a guy who flew from Canada last minute and was like, got a ticket last minute. And flew from Canada to Dublin to see them.
It's becoming one of those once-in-a-lifetime things, I reckon, because you don't know how many more tours they're going to do.
Very true.
I have an amazing aunt who sadly passed away when I was a teenager, but she went to over 350 Bob Dylan concerts in her lifetime.
Whoa.
She used to travel, like since like the 60s, 70s, she used to travel around and meet people all over the world, and she would always have someone to stay with. All these fans who she knew right up until she passed away. And then when her funeral happened, all these people came from around the world who we'd never met. And they were all swapping stories about going to gigs with her, going to festivals, camping, like traveling around the US on a van with no budget and like serious life.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is incredible. She sounded amazing.
Yeah, and now Bob Dylan is like a big feature in my household.
We've I'm not
surprised. Keeping the sound alive.
Yes, definitely. You've got to. And also, she saw him at the best time as well.
For sure, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit. You're playing tonight at Paper Dress Vintage.
Yeah, we're back in London.
Because you're living in Berlin now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Just over a year now.
I like
there.
Berlin.
We like it too.
The food is really good.
Food is good and the food is cheap.
What's it like living there as a musician? Because I've heard it's a vibey place to be if you're writing music and stuff.
So I think one thing about Berlin And actually, it was a bit weird because when we told people we were moving there, a few people reacted like, "Oh, is it not just electro? Is it not all dance music and, you know, kind of slow moving EDM stuff?" And we found actually that we were immediately embraced by the scene over there, the indie scene. And I reckon it's because electronic music is actually the big beast that's over there. So indie music feels like the underdog. So anyone who's in that live zone, there's a big sense of like camaraderie, people looking out for each other, like wanting to collaborate, wanting to run DIY nights, and it's really, really nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually going to hopefully go there soon because I love going to gigs when I'm over there. It's definitely a place, every time I've ever been to Berlin, I've been to see a gig.
It's a great place for gigs. I went to see, I don't know if you've heard that, okay, everybody get your pens out, Japanese punk rock band called Melt Banana.
Oh,
I saw them in Berlin a few years ago, and it's the first time I'd ever been to a show there. And then last year I saw Pins there on the first night that I'd moved there, and it's not changed. Like in the 6 years that I was there, 6 years ago when I was there for the first time, it's kind of one of those things that you're like, I hope this music scene never changes.
Yeah,
and I got the feeling at the time that it was really strong, you know, from the 80s, like 70s, 80s, 90s, and it's still going. They've got this massive respect for music venues over there. They really want to keep them open. They don't want to have everything taken over by corporations or sponsorships. So there's this big DIY ethos in terms of running nights, and it's really, really nice. And people in Berlin, they don't look at their phones the whole time when they're listening to gigs, and it's really nice.
Do you know what? Talking of Sam Smith, like we did a minute ago, he did a secret gig recently and he took all phones off everyone.
There you go.
There you go, bringing it back. I want to talk a bit about your AA side as well. So you've got Can't Explain and Below.
Mm-hmm.
The themes, they've both got quite strong messages to them, and I wanted to talk us through like what it means, what they both mean to you.
So Below is the track that's out today. That's like the slower, more grungy of the two tracks. And so back in Ireland, we're currently, and have been for decades, going through a situation where we're fighting really strongly for abortion rights. And it's become particularly mainstream in the last few years, probably off the back of us passing marriage equality. And I think that's really springboarded a lot of action. There's like thousands and thousands of women and men going out to demonstrate, and we're really pushing our government for a referendum, which is rumoured to happen next year, so we can finally get equal rights like most of other European countries. I mean, the UN has, or not the, I can't remember, some big body of people we should trust have gone on to say that it's fundamentally against human rights, what we're doing in Ireland to Irish women. So it is now the eyes are on Ireland and waiting for this referendum to happen and waiting for government to actually listen to us. And a few years ago, we released a track called Once Told, which was really about the history behind. So what I was learning basically about women's rights in Ireland, which I'd always grown up thinking was normal, and then slowly realizing as an adult that actually I've been massively disrespected in terms of the rights that I've been given. So I kind of grew up thinking, oh yeah, it's perfectly normal to think of abortion as this terrible thing. Not that people were literally saying that to me, but it was there in our, you know, religion books.
In our
fairly religious schools and things like that. It's just in the way we talk, and it's very normal to either talk about it as this terrible thing or to not talk about it at all.
Yeah. Do you feel like those songs are kind of, because they're about such serious things, do you feel like they're kind of semi like protest songs? And do you kind of see a correlation between that and obviously like Bob Dylan, and maybe growing up and having Bob Dylan kind of around the house? And do you see there's a link between that and your writing?
Definitely. And I think more so with punk writers, because I myself and the guys have very different tastes in terms of what we bring to the band, but I've definitely been really influenced by Riot Girl music from the 80s, 90s, and the message that they used to bring. And the difference in the last few years is that I now feel like I can relate to the point that I actually have something to say, that yeah. I want something that I want to change. It's not this this cool movement that I look back on. It's actually completely something ongoing. Like, we have to keep fighting for feminism and equal rights and LGBT rights. So this latest track that we're doing is just about a more recent handling of the situation by the media and by the government, where there were a lot of debates where government officials weren't turning up and they'd have to postpone.
Because they're deliberately trying to defer it.
Yeah, or they're just trying not to be. I have a feeling that a lot of people in government actually do want this change to come about, but nobody has the stones to be the first person to put up their hands and represent Irish women. And this is what I'm finding really sad and what I'm talking about in this song. It's this kind of underlayer of we all know that this is wrong, but nobody is standing up to actually put a referendum in date or to really provide discussion, which we need.
Yeah, it's something that needs to be talked about. And it's obviously for us, it's completely alien in the UK because it's like...
It was really strange because I lived in London for 6 years and then I always just knew that it was readily available here and that, and obviously the NHS has been amazing here, hopefully will continue to be. And
it will.
It was really strange because this dialogue became really massive and I was in London at the time thinking, oh, like I feel really alien to this at the moment, and it felt really like I had to write about it.
I can understand that 100%. I wanted to talk a little bit before we play your track about the female fronted Drawn Together playlist that you've done. You because you're an artist as well.
Yeah.
You draw. I saw on your Instagram all the posts of the different artists that you've got on the playlist. I wanted to just have a little quick chat about this before you have to go and do your bloody live performance.
I know, I'm running around today. So female fronted Drawn Together was I kept being drawn towards the faces of all these people who I admired, especially women in music. And I was actually literally just practicing portraiture at the time, but also really listening to their music as I drew. And it just came together as this project where I really wanted to celebrate all these different sounds and all these different women who'd influenced me, like from when I was really, really young, right up to bands who I play with and share stage with these days. And I think the main goal was to not treat it as one big female fronted genre, and it was more to recognize like there's such diversity out there in terms of what women can do in music. And at the moment we're still being seen as a quota, I feel, like a quota that needs to be filled, like female fronted music at festivals and things like that. And there's just so much more to it once we have once you look at it with real equality. There are just some incredible brains out there making some serious music, interesting and challenging music.
So everyone can go and check that out, can't they, on your Instagram? There's all the links and stuff on there, isn't it?
It's on my Instagram. And someone asked me, did the red ink represent menstrual blood? And it did not. It was not intentional.
But it
feels super feminist to say that it does.
Just say that it does. We're going to play Below now. Do you want to introduce it for us?
This is our new single. It's out today. It's called Below.
Woo! Thanks so much for coming in.
I'm sorry if I talked too much.
there by Hawk. Crazy Cousins is in the studio. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on?
Oh, your voice is so nice. Your voice is like the voice I'd like to achieve, because I've got quite a deep voice, and yours is like...
Just take it down an octave or two. There you go. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Tom, try and do your best.
There you go. How about that?
You sounded like someone who's spent an entire night smoking and drinking pints of beer in a pub.
Yeah.
Not quite the Isn't but you get in there. There's a thing. Yours is more ruffled.
There's a thing on YouTube, isn't it, where people speak in those tones, which there's a thing for it when people speak really in a certain way and people get those nice feelings.
Ooh. I think you've got one of those voices.
Really?
Yeah. I could listen to you talk all day. Serious.
Hey.
That's. I'm going to definitely get you to stay and record all of my drops so I can just hear your
That's
voice
not
all
a problem.
The time.
I can do that. That's not a problem.
Brand new single out, No Way, featuring Young Bane, Mr. Easy and Lily McKenzie.
Yes.
But before we talk about that, we have to address the Drake situation.
Of course.
Where were you when you found out he was going to use the Do You Mind remix with Kyla's track? Where were you, like, sitting at home? Did you freak out?
I was literally stuffing my face with, like, spaghetti bolognese.
Good choice.
My cousin called me and he was like, yo, you're going to want to hear what's going on. And he was like, look, a massive artist has just sampled your track. And I was like, whatever. And it was actually April Fool's, the day of April Fool's.
Shut up.
So I was like, yeah, whatever, piss off, like, it's not happening. And then he told me it was Drake, and I was like, no way, this is crazy. But the funny thing is, we didn't even get to hear the tune. Like, a lot of his stuff gets leaked, and like, so it was so low key, and I only heard it the day it came out. So it was just crazy. I heard it literally the same time everyone else was hearing it.
That's crazy.
Did you do anything to celebrate when you found out?
Ate more bolognese.
Yeah, more bolognese and like had a few drinks, went out with the friends and stuff. So yeah, it was cool.
It wasn't only a track that Drake featured though. It was one of the biggest tracks of the year. One Dance is huge. I mean, I play it probably every time I DJ.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. It's one of the biggest songs.
And you're not bored of it?
No, still not. And it also goes down because of the beginning. It's like, you know, the baby. Yeah. Oh, I can't sing. At the beginning, everybody goes, oh, every single time. And I've been playing it for like over a year.
Sick.
It must be an amazing feeling to have... Because he does that a lot. He features people and gets people in and kind of and promos them. It must have been a nice feeling to have that.
It was great, because especially where you don't expect it, and like the track was made nearly a decade ago. It's a long time ago. So as far as I was concerned, the tune was finished. Like, it had its time. And then for it to be revived the way it did, which was crazy. And apparently you heard it in Vancouver on OVO radio. Like, one of his DJs was playing it. And when he came over to London, I think he heard it again because he was around like Skepta and Boy Better Know. So he heard it out in the clubs. And then he approached Logan Sama, apparently, and like everything just went from there, really. So the rest is history. So.
Unbelievable. Have you ever met him?
I went to the show and I tried to meet him, and the security guards were just like, nah.
You're not happening. Wait, this is my song.
Yeah, like, they didn't care about that at all.
I bet he's quite hard to get hold of though.
Yeah.
Like, hard to get close to Drake.
There's probably like so many barriers you have to go through.
There's like, probably the like 14 bodyguards.
Yeah.
Like, that was just the
and
first
each one probably gets bigger and bigger as you go along.
Like Russian dolls.
Yes.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about the new track, No Way. How did you sort of get together with the artists that feature?
Well, Lily McKenzie, we was in Ibiza last year, and we was like, yo, we need to get into the studio, we need to do something. And we just basically hooked up together, like, got the tune out. And then Young Bane heard the track and was like, yo, this is sick. So he featured on it. So the original track was already out. And then we went back to the studio, got a feature on it, got Mr. Easy on it as well. And it just kind of clicked. Everything just worked. It just seems to do really... It's doing really well at the moment. It's still, like, very early stages, and it's had a lot of support from Mr. Jam to Target. So it's going really well.
Yeah, because it was his Jam Hot, wasn't it? Jam Hot. Yeah, well, that's why you're Artist of the Month. We're massively, massively...
That's wicked. I feel so privileged.
No, we're loving the song, and also, like, we're a big fan of these kind of tracks on the show and love all the artists that are involved. And it's just wicked to see you making sick bangers after, you know... So, because you've been in the music industry... for such an amount of time, but you've managed to keep your career up. yeah. that whole time. And that is such a hard thing to do.
It's so difficult. It's so difficult. And I think the main thing is just staying consistent and at the same time not procrastinating and not trying to like perfect everything, because you can just end up just like pulling your hair out, just being in a studio, not being productive, when really and truly you just need to get music out there and it needs to be heard rather than just on your computer.
That's the thing called the creator's curse, isn't it? You create something and then you listen back to you, ah, oh, I could do better, then you scrap it and you do it again.
Exactly.
You just have to go, no, fuck it, I'm going to put it out there and see what goes on.
So on that note, are you working on anything new right now? What is happening in the studio?
So working on more singles, trying to get into studio with loads of different artists. Like, I've got a list that I just want to get in the studio with and just work with as many people as possible. And doing a lot of gigs at the moment as well. Played in Glastonbury this year, done South Korea as well, which is really cool. And doing the freshers, like all the uni gigs and stuff
Sick.
Like that. So, yeah.
So will you be partaking in like Pound a Pint when you go to the freshers?
Oh, definitely. Course.
Love a good Pound a Pint, like yeah. watered down beer, yummy. Yeah. That must be fun though, because you're playing to people that are just desperate to have a good time.
Yeah, and they're like, they've got so much energy. I'm like, how are they doing this? Like, they'll get to the club at like 10 and not leave till 6 o'clock in the morning. And okay, their eyes might be pinging, but
I was gonna say, I can think of a few yeah. ways they do that. Tell me, when you're playing, because I DJ a bit as well, and whenever I mess up when I'm playing, yeah, I always, and I'm sure you never do this because you probably never mess up, but have you ever done that thing where you go, like, something goes wrong, either I'm too pissed and I accidentally start the song again yeah. or something, and I go, guys, someone, can someone come out? Because they, it's broken, nothing to do with me. And then they come over, and it's just for theatrics. They come over and go, you've just played it again. I'm like, okay, thanks, I'll fix it. Like, are you that kind of diva, or are you just like low-key, just be chill and put another song on?
I would try and style it out as much as possible, but I'd literally be sweating it. Like, but no one will see. I'll just keep it inside. Like, but it's probably the best thing that you've done there, because you're just like, you know what? Shit, I fucked up. So.
Oh no, I'm making it look like it's someone else's fault, so it's the worst possible thing. I'm awful. I shouldn't do that.
It's working for you, so. But now, do you know what? Now the secret's out, so.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just shit.
So if you ever say that, everyone will be like, oh, she's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Depends how many glasses of Prosecco I've drunk.
Yeah.
What's on the DJ rider? That's a good one. Want to know what do you, when you go to gigs, what's the one thing?
I've seen everything. I've literally seen like Haribo's, like one DJ, I can't say names, only wanted like the gummy bear Haribo's. So they had to take out all
legit
the other
choice.
Ones.
Legit choice.
Yeah.
Gummy bears are sick.
They are, but like, you know the Star Mix?
Oh yeah.
He took out all the other ones and just left the just the gummy bear ones. Like,
if anything, I'd pick the rings. The rings
yeah.
are the best
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard they're called friendship rings the other day.
Oh, really? Mm. I used to pretend to be married every yeah. time I put one on.
I like the eggs.
Oh, I hate the eggs.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have the eggs then.
You can have the eggs then. On my rider, I'm only going to have rings.
Yeah?
Real rings.
And hummus. And
rings. Just gold rings. 7 diamond rings on my rider, please. So what would I want to know, you're trying to get into the studio with a lot of people at the moment, you're spending a lot of time working on tracks, but who's the dream collab? Who's the person you're desperate to get on a track with?
I wouldn't say there's one particular person. I'd like to work with not just artists but like producers as well. Like Timbaland has always been like a massive influence on my music. Pharrell, like even going to like Stevie Wonder or like so many different people. I wouldn't just like narrow it down, but like UK wise, I think Kojo Funds is sick at the moment. That yeah. tune with Mabel, that
so good. Finders Keepers,
yeah, that's dope. There's loads of other people as well, so I wouldn't say there's one. I couldn't just narrow it down to that.
The world is your oyster.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Tom, you were going to ask about the collab thing, because that's a really good question. I wanted
yeah,
to steal
it. Just basically say, like, in terms of collabs, what boxes do they have to tick in order to be a good collab?
What's the secret?
Not be a diva, for one. just be, like, willing to be, like, open to different types of music. Just be yourself in the studio. Like, some people come in and they're quite stiff, and do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's just, I don't think there's one particular way to be like the best collab, to yeah. do the best collaboration, but just be yourself and bring a good vibe, and I think that always works. Totally.
That's the thing. I'd have a problem if I did your job of constantly trying to have a good time, like always having a drink, always like vibing. I just wouldn't get anything done.
Well, there's that DJ that apparently like he just reached like the threshold. He just went overboard and he literally couldn't DJ anymore, and he went into like some crazy meltdown, and he was partying too hard. Yeah, he was just going way too hard. And
it's an easy thing to do, actually.
It takes its toll.
And on that note, in terms of like actually the mental health of musicians and DJs, it's an important thing to talk about, because it can really affect, like doing that can really affect your mental health, and no one really talks about that, you know?
No, it's true. But you still, in yourself, you got to know your limits and know when like enough's enough now, I need to go home and just sleep off this feeling.
Because it's almost like easier to party your way through it rather than Oh, the party lifestyle of a DJ, eh?
Especially on Freshers Week.
Oh, my God. Where are you playing next?
I'm in Bucks Uni, doing Fright Festival in Brighton. The whole list is on my Facebook, Crazy Cousins. You can check it out there, and on my Instagram as well. So the whole list is there.
Sick. Go and check it out, guys. Well, should we play a little bit of the track?
Let's get into it.
Lovely jubbly. Can you introduce it for us, babe?
So this is Crazy Cousins featuring Lily McKenzie, Young Bane, Mr. Easy, called No Way.
Woo!
Crazy Cousins. Oh, no, no.
Listening to Harriet Rose with Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Friends, when I'm falling. Come and shine your light on the darkest clouds. When I'm all alone, won't you paint my skin with a warmer glow? Oh, I need you so. With your pure love, come and shine your light on the darkest clouds. When I'm all alone, won't you paint my skin with a warmer glow? Oh, I need you so.
Luke Brown, Opalite, is that how you pronounce that?
I'm going to say yes, 100%.
Cool. Joining us live, we've got you back, boys. It's Clay.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well. Very good.
How nice to have you back.
Thank you for having us. Thank you
very much. Lots of it. Oh, you haven't met Tom yet either, have you? Because when you came
last time...
Hello, Tom. A brief handshake in the...
Yeah, sort of very official.
In the green room.
Oh, yeah. We like to have a green room.
Not a bit of green sight.
No.
You guys are going to be performing your brand new single for us today, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Exclusively on Fubar Radio. The video comes out tonight.
And the single, time.
The single is out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we saw a little teaser, didn't we, Tom, of the single?
Yeah, the little trailer of the video.
Yeah.
Looked very stylish.
Boiling some eggs.
Yeah, we like... Well, Tom actually knows about video stuff, so I'll let him ask you more about it.
I just thought it looked very stylized. And I like the look of it. Did you enjoy filming it?
It was amazing. Yeah, like... Yeah, it's a weird process because I kind of had to get into character. I've never really done that before, so I had a bit of a costume and a different sort of, let's say, stylistic change.
What kind of character were you playing?
I play like a weird 70s sort of creepy guy.
Uh-huh.
We love a creepy guy on the show, don't we?
Yeah, and he has a bit of a weird passion. He buys like an inflatable.
Don't tell him.
You can't go dropping bombs.
I can.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Actually, don't.
The bomb's been dropped.
It follows a man called Mr. Ralph Stein.
Oh.
Ooh.
He likes boiled eggs with the shell on.
Yeah.
So
he eats shells.
Wait, did you have to eat boiled eggs?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There was a little bit of vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Also, maybe some cut inside of your mouth.
No, it was all right, actually. It was like eating an out-of-date cream egg.
Oh.
Really?
With a shell.
With a shell. No, because the foil's the shell.
Right, okay. Oh, so you're classing... Right, okay.
Keep up.
Is that because coming from a place where you've eaten a cream egg like that?
Nah, but I just...
Foil on cream egg.
some foil makes it in sometimes, doesn't it? You don't peel it all off, you're like, oh, shit.
Do you know what? That was one of the best memes I've ever seen, was that thing of being like, I'm so lazy that I never take off the foil. If you see a bit of foil still on it, just eat it anyway, because it's quicker.
Extra protein.
Very important. So what have you been up to since we last saw you? Obviously America, but...
When did we last see you?
Like more than a year ago, I think it was.
Yeah, we've just been like touring non-stop, really. Yeah. We did like three big tours.
Yeah.
We did one in August, one in December, and then one in January. We went on tour with Declan McKenna.
Love Declan McKenna.
Yeah, that was sick.
Absolute hero. Every show was like sold out, so it was pretty crazy.
And then we played Gorilla in Manchester, which was our biggest show to date, which was sold out. It was mental.
We spent the summer writing, really, haven't we?
Yeah,
we
were writing an album.
An album?
We were writing a lot. And then coming up, we've got Stylus in Leeds, which is like our biggest show to date. Yeah. We're like the only unsigned band to play the venue.
Wow.
It's pretty exciting. That is amazing. Yeah,
that's like the new trend, though, isn't it? It's like now you can be a musician, be amazing, and be credible, and not be signed. Because before it was like you have to be signed, otherwise no one will take notice. Yeah. But that's just been pushed out of the window now.
Yeah, not for sure. Yeah.
Labels are having to actually change what they're doing to facilitate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Unsigned artists. That's so exciting, guys.
Yes,
definitely.
Should be good.
Yeah, so I wanted to also. I was going to say it's getting cold now. Your headline gig at Camden Assembly.
Yeah.
29th of October.
Yeah, yes.
Halloween weekend.
Shit, yeah.
Oh okay.
My God. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so what's going to happen, guys? Are we dressing up?
I'm going to be throwing pumpkins out.
Maybe.
That might kill someone. Just heads up.
That is true.
Yeah, but you got a bit of a risk, don't you? Like, dodge the pumpkin, sing a song.
Always dangerous.
How very rock star of you. No, but seriously, guys, what are you going to dress up
know.
As?
I've literally not even thought about that.
I genuinely would play in Halloween costume.
Once you see the America video, Joe may perform
in fact,
character.
Why don't I do that?
Yeah.
You should do that.
Definitely.
I know I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to show you a photo now so I can get you on air reaction.
Oh, okay. Show me a picture. If you were going to dress up, though, and you would suggest, what is your favourite thing to dress up as at Halloween?
I've never really done the whole dressing
up
thing.
Oh my god, you look like someone that is weird.
Yeah,
you look creepy.
You look like someone that would wank on the bus.
Wow, you went there.
I mean, so he's wearing a dark wig.
This is in his outburst in the video.
You've got
that's great.
The glasses on that Terry, what's the photographer?
Oh,
Richardson.
Yeah,
Terry Richardson wears.
Yeah, that's true.
And you've got kind of a terrifying grimace. Just for those who obviously can't see it yet, wait an hour. Yeah. But that's what he looks like: terrifying grimace, very large black/brown wig.
Yeah.
I mean, wig? Maybe not. Maybe it's your real hair. Maybe that's a wig.
Yeah. No, it's a black.
It has been disputed several times whether that is a real hair or not.
Well, your hair's luxuriously curly. Have you ever straightened it?
I used to straighten it back in day.
Of course.
When I went through my Jack Pignatti phase.
Oh, yes.
We've all been there.
Talk to Tom about phases, because he definitely straightened his hair.
What's been the worst phase, Tom?
I had the bleached blonde hair with a black streak.
Oh, the streak.
I had a highlight streak as well.
I had two.
Was that the Gerard way phase?
It was more like, I guess I have to say it's more tall. I didn't like busted, but I like the hairstyle.
He keeps saying that. I'm like, that's not the cool thing to say. You realise?
I know. I'm being honest.
Did you go through an emo phase?
Yeah, it's more like pop punky, but I wore emo clothes.
Like the Blink 182.
Yeah, Green Day.
I hate my mom.
Yeah. Okay.
But you love Stacey's mum.
There you go.
Nice.
Sounds of Wayne. Nice.
Thank you. Anyone born after like 2001 won't get that. So, should we have a little play? I want to hear the track.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to have a little chat with us. We're looking forward to... Oh, you still haven't told me, boys, what you're going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween.
I'd be a zombie and I'd go so far that I'd look like a real one.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I'd play it safe, me, you know, one of those scream masks that you put blood into.
Oh my god, sickest thing ever.
That's not playing safe. Yeah. That's
pretty impressive. Right.
That's a sweaty face, though.
Townland masks, though.
I had a deep
they were like
everywhere.
Scream
when I was
younger. Yeah,
what about you?
Not the blood in.
Come on, guys, we've got to get the best Halloween costumes out of you.
I still have one. I had a banana once that I want to wear. I'll just get that out.
I've got an outfit at home.
But it's not very Halloween themed, it's just fancy dress.
Oh, and if you weren't going to go as your crazy, creepy character.
Theresa May.
Oh,
there you go.
I think you could if you straightened your hair.
Oh god!
Oh my god!
With the colour,
with the jacket as well. Yeah.
I can see it. Pair of little heeled pumps.
That is a new comparison.
Yeah. That is.
Right, we're going to play a little trail now, boys, and then we will come back in and do some singing. When I say we, I mean you.
Sick.
FUBAR Radio presents Access
All Areas. We've got our next guest on the line right now. The very handsome Nathan Henry from Geordie Shore.
Hi, guys.
He's the most handsome person to ever come out of that show, I have to say.
Right, you two are going to give me such a big head, I'm not going to be able to sell my house.
What's been kind of the strangest experience you've had since you've been famous?
Someone asked me to send them my dirty underwear and someone said they would pay for it. I was like, that was a bit weird.
That is quite weird.
Every Thursday, Access All Areas from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Hello, we are Clay, and this is our brand new single, America.
I dream about your body all the time. Deleted all your texts I sent that night. You love for things I hate. I only ever phone you when it's late. You know I won't move on. You say it's not me, but I know you're wrong. 'Cause I don't wanna wait till you come round and it's over. Get home and you don't pick up your phone. I only wanna hear you moan. I know it's hard enough 'cause I work out, but I only wanna get you alone. You know I won't move on. You say it's not me, but I know you're wrong. 'Cause I don't wanna wait till you come round and it's over. But I know you're wrong, 'cause I don't wanna wait till you come round and it's over. I dream about your body all the time.
Woo!
Thank you.
Exclusive.
Thank you. That
was amazing.
Thank you very much.
That's kind of reminded, like, your sound was really like kind of 90s in the way.
A bit Ashcroft.
Yeah, it was sick. I really love the vibe of that track.
Thank you very much.
Excited for the video now, you big creep. looking forward to how you made that creepy as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's creepy.
Yeah,
obviously.
It is very, very weird.
Creepier than you think.
Well, I can't wait to see it. And also, good luck with your headline show in Camden. You've got another big show, did you say, in Leeds?
Yeah. Stylist, yeah.
When's that one?
21st of October.
Oh, so big, busy
Saturday
October.
Well. Yeah. And we're doing our debut DJ set afterwards.
Oh, have you ever DJed before?
Never, ever.
I mean,
imagine with the Horrors, I believe, actually.
Yeah, we're doing a joint DJ set with the Horrors, which is quite exciting.
The
thing is, it's going to be weird because, like, our DJ usually is pre-drinks in it. And we'll fluctuate from, like, it's Busted to Shania Twain. Like
Shane Ward.
Shane classic. That's my goal. Classic.
That's my goal.
Great Shane. And then straight back to, like, Bewitched Celebi.
Oh, that whole album, Bewitched, is off the scale. Yeah. Off the scale. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's been a total pleasure. Up next, we're going to play a bit of Mike Watson, and he is coming into the studio to do another sing-along.
Sick.
We love a sing-along here.
Bewitched.
See you later, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Moment of nothing, the touch of your sin, you got my heart beating.
It tasted your lips, that poison drip. You left me there bleeding. You've taken my heart and locked it away. I'm telling you now that you're a dangerous game to play. You're making me crazy, yeah, I thought it was love. All done, the lights have faded. I'm left in the dark, and I'm sitting there jaded. Now the fire's all gone, forget what I told you. I thought you were a match, I thought you were a spark, but I guess you were the water. You've taken my heart and locked it away. I'm telling you now that you're a dangerous game to play. You're making me crazy, yeah, I thought it was love. But I won't be going out that way.
And Lying for Love, and guess what, he's here in the studio with us. He's here in the studio with us. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Loving the brand new single.
Thank you very much.
Why don't we kick off talking a little bit about that? Tell us where it, because it comes from your real experience, doesn't it? So who have you been lying to?
Well, that would be telling, wouldn't it? No, I wrote it about a year ago now, and I wrote it with a guy called Toby Scott, great producer, down in Brighton. And we wrote it like literally in about 5-10 minutes, and it just came out. And yeah, obviously, you say it's something about something that happened to me, but it's I think anyone can relate to it, because you know, everyone's, you know, fallen in love with the wrong person, really. So
we've all been there.
We have.
Tom fell in love with me, and I was like,
it just didn't work out.
Wrong,
just not good, no.
Wrong person, wrong time. So you kicked off your career, also. Well, you were part of another. Was it Collective?
A boy band, yeah.
Yeah, and you toured Asia and did loads of big touring with that, and then you decided to sort of focus on your solo career. What was the journey like? What made you sort of think, I want to do this on my own?
I mean, yeah, I was in the boy band for about 3-4 years when I was a bit younger, and I had an amazing time, don't get me wrong. I learned a hell of a lot, you know, touring, writing, everything, but I just felt that the music wasn't quite where I wanted to be, so during the end of that project, I kind of made plans to leap off and go on my own, which was a bit daunting, but I just felt like I had to do it, really.
And how's it been thus since then? Does it feel good to be like riding solo?
Definitely. Like, obviously, it's a bit weird because when, like, before, say, I was touring or I was in the studio and I was a bit down or something, I've always got 4 mates and they're literally like my brothers because I spent so much time with them. Now, as you say, I'm on my own, but like, I prefer having the control. I can write about what I want to do. I don't have to rely on anyone else. It's just completely up to me, so I'm happy.
And do you still speak to them?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they all seem to live over in the States now. So maybe I didn't get the invite.
What, in LA?
Yeah, all live in LA.
Everyone loves a bit of LA, don't they?
Never been.
I want to go to try some. Apparently, the food's good.
Oh yeah, like the weather though. That's what I get. I come back and I'm just like in such a good mood. And then look, if you look outside now, it's pretty miserable, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's now decided to stop raining. Good.
It's rank.
Good one, Thursday.
Yeah, summer's gone.
I want to talk about your YouTube stuff because you do a lot of covers and you get yes. you've had loads and loads of views on your covers. What's it like doing covers? Because that's a really successful thing, and Tom knows a lot more about YouTubers than me, but it's been a really successful sort of pastime. It's singing covers.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are doing it, doing different kinds of things. How is it easy to succeed at this? How do you sort of own it?
I mean, what we started to do in the beginning was I just used to cover songs that I liked, and then we're like, why don't we bring it, you know, a bit more current? And then every Friday we'd go on the new music playlist on Spotify, and I'd choose my favourite, and I'd learn it on the way to the studio at like 9 in the morning, and then it would be out by like 12. So it would be one of the first ones up there. So people are searching for it, and I kind of found that was a good tool for people to hear about me whilst my original stuff was kind of on the back burner, ready to come out.
So it's being reactive, basically. Yeah. Because I mean, Boyce Avenue is like kind of the Mac Daddy of doing the covers online.
I mean, they've killed it, haven't they?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, no, but I don't really give a shit about their original stuff. Personally, no. But the covers were really good. and they would mix up the kind of vibe of it. Did you also like change it and change the vibes of the songs?
Yeah, I think it's important to like obviously if you copy someone else, anyone can do that. I think having your own slant in it, kind of shows something off. Like I've played the guitar since I was little, keys and drums. So if I can incorporate a bit of that into it and strip it down and just show my vocal, then I think that's where I've been doing alright.
What do you think about like the videos online? Conor Maynard always does them as well.
Yeah, he's really quick.
He is really quick, and but he does.
What does that mean? He's quick. He just puts them up quickly.
So like the song will drop, and then he'll have a produced amazing video.
He probably has a studio
done.
In his house, doesn't he?
I would have thought so.
Is yours much more live and actually like a
Yeah, we try and do mine. Like we don't spend all day recording it. Like I literally go to the studio and just chuck it out in a few takes. Obviously, if I'm not happy, I'll re-record it. But,
But I think the Conor Maynard seems a bit overproduced, and it just seems like I don't know.
Everyone loves him. I mean, he gets a lot of views, which is, I guess, what he's doing it for. And he's a good singer. I hear he's a good musician. So fair play to him. He beat him to it.
Conor Maynard, eh?
Conor Maynard.
Very auto-tuned, I feel. But
I've not seen his. I don't know much about the world, but it seems just so. Like I've seen the ones where they do that thing where it's like ba ba ba, and it's like harmonies with yourself, and that's just like it just completely blows my mind.
Yeah,
that's nuts. That takes so long to do.
Yeah, like I saw one with hours. Like 20, and I was like, that's too much. Like that's come on.
You're like the drum, and you're like a harmony, another
stressful.
Harmony. Yeah, it's hard going. Actually, I tried it once. I was like, no, just go back to just
sing it, babe. Exactly. Just sing it. It's much more less stressful for people like me who are a bit like whoa, and they've got those like filters that are like from Apple Macs from the 1990s that are like blue, green, red, yellow,
pink. Yeah, you got all the colours of the rainbow on there. Yeah.
So don't do that, Mike.
Okay, right. I was going to do that next week, but now
I'm stealing your question here, Tom. I'm sorry. You toured. You've obviously toured with Magic and Maroon 5. How was that?
That was pretty nuts.
You must have been pinching yourself a lot.
I mean, yeah, because I was a massive fan. I still am a massive fan of Maroon 5. And when I got the call, I was a bit like, is this actually like going to happen? Anyway, didn't get too excited. Found out it was going ahead. And then just to go on tour with those guys, like Adam Levine, just one of my all-time heroes. Just seeing them do their stuff every night was just, I learned so much.
He's got a sick voice.
Yeah. Oh, it's so distinctive as well. Like, you can't mistake it for anyone else. So, like, it was really nice going to, you know, play such massive venues. My family could come and see, which was really nice, so they don't think I'm wasting my time.
They're like, oh, he is? Yeah. He does have a job.
He's doing all right. No, it was really, they were all really supportive.
Were they nice?
So nice. Like, obviously, they were really busy doing their own thing, but Adam, like, obviously he's a massive star, but he took the time out after every show to, like, come, you know, say, like,
hey,
well
how's
done.
How's it going?
Yeah,
hey, you smashed it out there.
Well done.
That sounds just like him.
Thanks, mate.
This love has taken its toll. Do you just sing that at you every night?
It's harder to breathe out there.
Yeah, I mean,
that first album though was sick.
Songs About Jane, one of my probably my all-time favourite album.
I'm into that. I haven't listened. I like. We played their other single the other day, didn't we? With SLA or SZA.
What Lovers Do.
Yeah. I wasn't that into it, but I love SLA. And I love Maroon 5 separately.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting like turn for them.
It's crazy because Songs About Jane was so acoustic based, like She Will Be Loved, things like that.
And now
that's a tune.
Yeah, I fucking love such that song. A tune. It's like my favorite cover ever to play. Like, just then do a cover, she'll be loved. But to hear what they're doing now, EDM vibe, it's completely different. But I think hats off to them, they can do a bit of everything, and they can do it really well. So fair play to them.
That's what happens if you just.
I mean, yeah, he's pretty good, aren't they?
Just when you're just good at stuff.
Yeah, I know, it's annoying.
I want to see you getting in the EDM flex, Mike. I want you to come back and be like, all right. Get S&A on there.
Maybe track 4. Maybe like chuck a bit of that in.
So what is coming next for you?
So I'm going on a 18-city, 10-date tour. Starting
yeah, Coffee
October.
House.
Yes, so that's going to be pretty intense, like 3 shows a day. So,
we've had a few artists come through that have done the Coffee House sessions, and they just said it's absolutely incredible.
Really?
Yeah, I'm that they so learn excited. More doing that than they did doing anything else, because you're constantly going, okay, what did I do wrong there? What can I do here? That was really good, I'll do that again.
No, I'm super excited for it. I mean, I haven't toured since that Maroon 5 tour, which was a couple of years ago now, so I'm nervous, but I'm good nervous. I'm looking forward to it more than anything else.
And
but,
it's also just after Freshers Week, isn't it? So it'll be like,
yeah,
because it's all the unis, isn't it? They go to coffee houses near universities, so you're gonna get some Larry girls throwing their knickers at you.
If it happens, it happens, I guess.
It's part of the job. Yeah. Are you gonna mix up your sets if you're doing three gigs in a day, or are you gonna kind of?
I mean, I'm gonna do like 4 or 5 originals and then a couple covers. I'll probably keep the originals the same and then just change the covers depending on the situation, because a few Maroon 5 ones, a few more current ones, and as the tour goes on, I'll probably learn a few new ones just test them out and see what happens. Really
sweet.
Have you ever done a Rihanna cover?
Yes. What's that?
Wild
We Found Love.
Oh yeah.
We Found Love. Oh, I did Wild Thoughts as well, but. Yeah, I don't think I've put it up.
I should do.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to
you. So I can just watch it on my own.
All right, yeah, there you go.
That sounded really creepy. We need your help, because at the end of the show we play a banger, and this week's theme is Rihanna, hence why I segued that little one in there.
Right.
So we choose, because it's been her Fenty Beauty launch this week, she's been in the UK, looking amazing.
As always.
And we're doing two Beyonce... it's because we were talking earlier. Basically, I'm a really big fan of Beyonce and Rihanna. We were discussing whether I wanted to go for who I wanted to go for dinner with, Beyonce or Rihanna, and it was a tough choice.
Who won?
Rihanna.
Right.
Rihanna was a night out. Beyonce was a meal.
And Rihanna was a friend. If I had to choose one as a friend, it would be Rihanna.
I get that. Yeah. Fair.
But the two picks for the songs are: we'd like you to pick which one you'd prefer. The first one is "Shut Up and Drive" by Rihanna. Shut up and drive. Or "Rude Boy." I'm a rude boy, boy, can you get it up? What do you fancy, Mike?
I think it's got to be Rude Boy, hasn't it?
Yeah, boy!
It's got to be Rude Boy.
That's my choice. Good choice.
Yeah,
always rude clever boy. To choose my one.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I need that.
Should we do a bit of singing? Well, you're going to do it, not me or Tom.
You can join in.
Oh, no, it's best. I mean, maybe Tom's actually got quite a nice voice, but
thanks, Harry,
but I don't. So this one's called Holding On, right?
This is called Holding On. Yeah, I only wrote it like 4 or 5 weeks ago in Berlin, so I thought, why not just test it out?
Cool, in Berlin as well. Look at you. Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming to join us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Come back soon.
I will do.
Mr. Mike Watson and Holding On.
I was so young when I met you. You made my heart beat like a drum. But after all that we've been through, I wouldn't change a thing we've done. When I look back then, running through the court in the pouring rain. Now I'm on the road again, no matter where I go, you will always be with me. When it's all too much, I'll make it better. I'll be holding on to you forever. You will always be my friend, my lover. Just keep holding on, just keep holding on. And the pieces of our hearts are tethered, like we were made to feel with one another. You'll always be my friend, my lover. Just keep holding on, just keep holding on. And if the world falls to pieces, we'll still be standing side by side.
I said I love you and I mean it. And I promise I'll be home before you even realize that I was gone. When I look back now, I was never good enough, but we made it work somehow. And if you ever doubt, baby, you can know that we can work it out. When it's all too much, I'll make it better. I'll be holding on to you forever. You will always be my friend, my lover. Just keep holding on, just keep holding on. And the pieces of our hearts are tethered, like we were made to fit with one another. You will always be my friend, my lover. Just keep holding on, just keep holding on. Just keep holding on. Just keep holding on. Just keep holding on. Just keep holding on.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure, and we'll catch you next time. Good luck with everything that's going on, and we're looking forward to hearing the next thing, the album, yeah, the EP, whatever's coming next.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. No, our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Foo Bar Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
We went to another party yesterday, courtesy of Glenmorangie Whiskey. We were probably the most interesting people there.
Okay.
Well, you definitely were. You got a photo in the paper.
I got added to the...
I saw that.
It's so funny, though, because everyone gets this frame for their photo, nice squared-off photo,
yeah.
And it's just me added in, making it like a fucking scrapbook.
Right on the end as well, so if you want, you could tear that bit of the paper out.
Yeah. In like little brackets, it says, this photo is also available without Michael Payne. That even stands in, wow, for real. Diversity quotas for the win.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated
from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Laughter joins me in the studio. How you doing, babes?
Yo, 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 I'm good. What's going on, Big H?
This? Oh, my God, that's my new nickname. Yeah. The energy, then. I'm Big H, by the way, everyone, so stop calling me Harriet. It's done.
Yeah, that's it. It's over.
Not even my name anymore.
Laughter says so.
Laughter has changed my name, so shut up and listen.
Exactly.
How are you, babe?
I'm feeling good today, man. I'm just happy I'm here today, I'm joining you, shall I say.
No, you're joined by me, definitely.
Okay,
you look great, babe. I love the top. You.
Appreciate that, man. We got Skepta, No Fear.
Yeah, No Fear. God, No Fear, man. Do you remember No Fear when it was before it was Skepta, No Fear?
Yeah, man.
I loved it.
So did I. Sports Direct. Just wearing
straight
it all the time.
In.
Yeah.
You look sick. You always look sick, though. You've got a real fashion, like, taste. What's that mean? Like, a taste for fashion is the way around I meant to say that.
I think you meant to say swag.
Swagger. Swagger Jagger.
Swagger Jagger, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about that. Were you always interested in fashion?
No, when I was younger, I did really want to make sure I was colour coordinated, even though I wasn't always able to afford that. But I had a thing for image in it. And then, yeah, I've just met people who have just brought that out of me. I do like fashion. I like looking good because it makes me feel good.
I think that is a good reason to wear nice clothes.
Yeah.
You always look fresh. You've always got different outfits on as well. I'm always like, fuck, I don't have enough clothes to do that.
You know what? Yeah, I just feel like I can't go to a place, this is going to sound really stupid, but I hate wearing the same outfit twice. The only thing that I've passed is this Skepta outfit.
Yeah.
Because, one, the bottoms were like £140. So I'm not just wearing that once, but I just like the colours. Like, I just can't wear the same outfit twice. Like, for videos, yeah, my team get a bit annoyed with me.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But actually, I am I'm the complete opposite. I just always want, if I found an outfit that looks nice, I'm like, never taking it off.
I hear that.
Someone's like, you look nice. And my girlfriend sometimes like, look, you need to stop that. You've worn that outfit on Instagram 8 times. And I'm like, I like it though. It looks nice.
Yeah, it makes me feel good wearing new clothes. But maybe as an artist as well, people pick it out. I've seen people cuss people for wearing the same outfit. Like, it's mad.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's deep.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen it on Twitter and stuff. Not that it's that's the reason why I'm doing it. I love new outfits. It makes me feel good.
Right, I'm coming to yours and I'm going to take everything that you don't want anymore and wear it every single day.
I'll give you some stuff, trust me. I got bare trainers. What size are you?
Oh my God, I'm a 6. What are you?
Yeah, I'm 5'6" as well.
I've okay, got some. I can squeeze in.
Yeah,
I can,
I'll send you some.
I can crunch my toes.
Yeah, don't watch that.
Let's talk a bit about Pre-My Ting. Banger, first yeah. up.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
Saw you perform it live at the Girls Irate event that we were both at.
Yeah, big up Carla Marie still. That was sick.
Really, really fun day. Also, your performance. Everyone was a bit chilling after we'd had a few, I can't remember what had happened, but there was a few speeches and everyone was sort of chilling, having a listen. You came on, you were like, everybody get up, we're doing this. Your sort of presence on stage was fantastic.
I always get nervous. I have to stand away from everyone. I have to stand alone, compose myself, and then just fire out that energy.
Because you've got to, haven't you? Because if you don't, then it's the type of music that you do, it just wouldn't work.
Exactly.
Imagine singing Pre-My Ting and just being like, Pre-My Ting.
Yeah, slowly.
Just doesn't work.
No, I Pre-My don't. Ting. You need to have energy.
And you've got that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You have to, the song's energetic and my performance has to match that. So that's
and it. It does. And you did a sick performance at the Girls Irate thing and also repping Girls Irate, which is a non-profit organisation. Can't say organisation today. That helps girls learning how to songwrite and getting them in the studio and teaching them about music. Really great thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
getting
no, the girls man. I love all that. I'm all about this whole female empowerment. Trust me.
Go like, girls.
I used to run my own event, Female Hype, which was really successful. I was bringing on all the female artists, but then I just decided to stop just to focus on music because, yeah, I was given too much. It was taking a lot of my time out and away from what I actually wanted to do, which was perform myself. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I love to see that someone like Carla Marie, who has got these connections, is bringing girls that are up and coming together and giving them such a big opportunity. We've got DJs like yourself in the building, Jade Aviar, and then I was not going to turn that down, do you know what I mean? Because look at the energy in there. They want it. They're hungry and they loved. I hope I inspired them. I think I did. Their energy was high.
Yeah, they loved it. Yeah. And all of them, I was watching all their Twitters and Instagrams and they were posting loads of pictures of you being like, yeah, it's so fun.
It was sick, man. Yeah, man. There's someone that, one of the girls there posted a picture of me and Alakai. And then she said, with the 2 stars. Aww. Like, but to me, I'm like, not everyone's a star. Do you know what I mean? And you was one of the stars. And I had to make sure I wrote that. So you don't take away from yourself. But yeah, they treated me special. But yeah, they're special themselves.
And talk to me. For those of you who don't know, let's discuss Pre.
Yeah.
So Pre-My Ting. What is Pre? I know. I'm just going to say it. I do know.
Yeah. For the people that don't know what Pre means, it just means to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's one of the, I guess, the street words or whatever you want to call it, the slang. And in terms of Pre-My Ting for my song, I was just like, now that I'm coming into the limelight, people are watching for good or bad reasons, whatever it is, it's bringing attention. So I'm happy about it. And the song just kind of brings out humour in that, like the kind of element of people watching you. So we didn't want to take it too serious. But yeah, it's all about people watching.
And it's produced by Jammer of yeah, BBK.
Exactly.
How did you guys get together? Have you been working together in the studio before, or did this come together just for this track?
Do you know what's mad? I met Jammer like a while back when one of the girls that I know was doing Lord of the Mics, so she was clashing, and I was in the dungeon with her. And then he just got to know me, got to know my energy. Nadia like was talking to him, sent him some idea, like a song of mine, and he was like, "No, you know what? I want to produce a song for Laughter. I want you to invite her down to my studio, his home studio." So I just went down. He invited me, and yeah, man, we just like, he just played a drum pattern and I heard the chorus in my head straight away, and literally that day we finished the song, we wrote it.
Sick!
Yeah, it was sick.
What's his home studio like?
It's nice, man. He's got a model, a mannequin wearing his Merkle Man outfit.
Sick.
Yeah, so, and then he's got like a nice little home studio. He's got plaques in there, BBK. So it's inspiring, his environment.
Yeah, it must have been really exciting to work with him as well.
Yeah, it was nice because he had like other up-and-coming producers in there as well, so that were just like having their little input. It just felt really, really nice.
And you're also hanging around with Bizzle, you know, Skepta, all the boys who are doing big things in grime at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself like getting advice from them? Do you ask them a lot of questions? How are they with you as a sort of girl that's making it in the same industry as them?
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm just, for me, it's like I'm inspired being around them. I don't like to invade people's privacy and go and ask bare questions and stuff, but just being around them and things that I hear, like from Skepta, from Bizzle, and just the work rate, that's what keeps me going. Just watching how they do it and learning from that. Do you know what I mean?
Are you in the studio at the moment? You're working on new tracks?
Yeah, I am. I'm always at the studio. So I feel like all this week I've been there. But it's all good. Like now I'm just stacking up tunes. I'm working towards an EP, another one. And yeah, towards the end of the year, I'll be releasing a new EP.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have anything solid for it yet? Or is it all like tracks that you are still working on?
I've got half of the tracks ready.
Ooh.
Then I've got a few more studio sessions to finalise the rest of them and they'll be ready.
Is it just you or have you got any collabs on there?
At the moment it's just me.
But you never know.
I have got one American collab.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that and then potentially one more UK. But I kind of want to show off what I can do.
Yeah, first. Of course. Because yeah. This is, yeah, you've got to show off what you can do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, listen.
Yeah.
Your name's Laughter.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew.
Yes.
So I thought I'd test how easy it is to make you laugh.
Go on in.
These are some of the worst jokes in the world. And I actually found it on a website called Worst Jokes in the World.
All right, go on.
Here we go. These are really bad. So let's just test out, see how really you laugh.
Okay, go on.
Come on, let's see. Two cannibals are eating a clown. This is a bit dark. One says to the other, "Does this taste funny to you?"
Don't get it. I'm really bad at getting it.
Okay, so I'll just break that down. By the way, guys, if you ever tell a joke and someone makes you break it down, it means it's just a really bad joke. So they're eating a clown and they say, "Does it taste funny?"
Oh my God, that's awful.
But I got a laugh. I got a laugh.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's gruesome.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
I went to buy some camouflage trousers the other day.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find any.
Yeah, that was a good one. That is a good one.
That was a genuine laugh.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm happy with that. I went to a seafood disco last week and I pulled a muscle.
That one's good.
So you're
that
really living good. Up to your name here, babe.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
Good.
Okay, finish off with a real big one.
Nah, that one's good. I need to take that joke.
You can have that, babe.
Yeah,
you can even claim it as your own. Just don't mention www.worldsworstjokes.com. What is Beethoven's favourite fruit?
Beethoven? I don't know, you know.
A banana!
Yeah, that's a good one too.
10 out of 10 for laughter,
yeah.
There.
Woo!
Thank you for not making me feel stupid.
No, they were good jokes, man. Some of them should be on the best world jokes. Yes.
You should make that website. Yeah, www.bestworldjokes.com.
We should start it together then.
/laughter and big H.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
You're welcome.
Make sure you come back when the EP is out and we can have a party in the studio.
100%.
Yes,
thank
please.
You for inviting me down.
No, my pleasure. It's been a real pleasure. Do you want to introduce Pre My Ting for me?
Yeah, cool. This is Laughter, Pre My Ting, produced by Jamma.
Woo! If you don't want this ting. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Pre my ting, coming on my socials, getting so fast, cause I see my ting. Pre my ting, loving on my vocals, yeah, I'm so next, wanna be my ting. Pre my ting, can see that I shine bright like when sun hit diamond ring. Pre my ting, Lebanese mobile, looking to the regal, read my ting. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next, yeah, I'm on this ting. Them girls there, they can see that I need, cause I grab that mic and I run this ting. Got two plats coming down hard on my floor, and I'm pretty like, can I stop this ting? Cause they know I'm a star, and I glow in the dark, and I fall like Mars on a cosmic ting. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Hey, blood. I just wanna come up to your number in it. Like you're trying to call me this and that in it. But you bust the mic in it, good. Bad mind team, want dirt on my name. And all them dogs wanna cut my team. Bad mind team, game really got my back. And I had their back, cause I back my team. Bad mind team, she really wanna start. Then I pull her to the side on a bad man team. Bad mind team, I ain't wasting my energy. I'll spray not the scene on a Baptist team. Them boy there wanna watch my team. But I ain't got time on a Rolex team. Them boy there wanna pre my team. Sat like a hocus pocus team. Watch my face, I don't watch no face. But I watch my space, I'm a focus team. Murder the game and I bust that case and I eat up the game on a locust ting. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my ting, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre
be my tinker, they know that I'm the child on this ting. Madness ting, with a DJ come true, pull up the tune, I'ma jack this ting. Madness ting, on lord of the mics with a bag full of goods from the shops and ting. Madness ting, they don't wanna see me pop, but I'll bust in your face like a spot and ting. Sunday ting, coming for the rice and peas, but man can't eat from my pot and ting. Them boy there wanna pre my ting, cause I bring that heat on a roasty ting. Them boy there wanna slide in my DM, some big eyes, some emoji ting. Clap my name when they hear my name, cause I breathe straight through on a palsy ting. And I kill him with a bar, yeah, I leave him in the past, and I take that gold on a trophy ting.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose and Ozzy. This is Food Bar Radio. What's good?
Hi guys, I'm Liv Dawson and you're listening to Harriet Rose with Nossa on FUBAR Radio.
Can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months, what bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes, don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new whip, when it go fast as a horse, I got the drunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street, know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth, hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me, they baby father wanna build. Say little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go. This shit is hot like a stove, my pussy glitter is gold. Tell that little bitch play her role, I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave, I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe, I need to let all these hoes know that none of they niggas is safe. I go to dinner and steak, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gay. Rollie got charms, the life frosted flakes. Hard to let these bitches know, just in case these hoes forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check from Mona Scott. That little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Bloody moves.
Bodak Yellow.
I'm your doorbell, Harriet.
Oh, don't creep me out. Cardi B.
B.
Oh, shit, your mic's up really loud and I nearly just had an ear explosion.
Ear explosion.
That was a really enjoyable show.
It was a heck of a plethora of guests.
How do you think that you're doing on Last Request?
I think...
I'm having a look, by the way. I'm not
judging
ignoring
by Mikey Boy voting for you. I think maybe, you know.
I think it's close though, because they're both really good songs, and we're appealing to two different eras of Rihanna fans.
Question: Shut Up and Drive.
Yeah.
What is that actually about?
Shut up and drive, drive, drive. I'm just trying to think of the lyrics.
Who's she talking to?
I guess maybe, I don't know. That whole album was quite like based around like boyfriends and stuff. So, crikey. <Men. laughs> Just so you know, it currently 56% to 44% to me.
Ooh.
Should we remind everyone though?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you can head to the Twits. The tweet should be pinned on the FUBAR Radio page. You can either vote for Shut Up and Drive.
Shut Up and Drive.
Or you can vote for Come Here Rude Boy Boy.
Come Here Rude Boy Boy. Can you get it up?
Oof, God, cool. That song really raises memories. She's so fit.
Raises memories.
Basically, the real reason I watched the video was because I really fancied her.
Mm.
And I watched the video over and over again because I was like, she's one of the sexiest people I've ever seen. And she's riding a zebra.
I mean, who can't be sexy riding a zebra?
Probably both me and you.
I don't know. I've got some skills. Zebra skills.
Zebra skills.
So are we saying you won?
No, not yet. We'll give it. It's only 52. We've got 8 more minutes. Well, no, ooh, no. We'll fine. Call it at 56. Okay, so you've got 4 minutes. But I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about music news and reviews, if you don't mind. So this week we've got some interesting stuff to talk about. Shauna Paul is playing some UK dates. Does that interest you, Tom?
Shauna Paul
and Blue Cantrell. I loved
Like Glue. And since then,
not for you. Well, if you want to, he's playing on Tuesday the 7th of November and the 9th of November.
Oh yeah, I'll be there.
Victoria Warehouse in Manchester and O2 Brixton Academy. Oh my gosh.
Go on.
He's making eyes at me and I don't mind. No. Vivo. Have you seen the Vivo Halloween?
No.
So last year, FUBAR Radio went down to Vivo Halloween and we had the best time ever.
I remember you speaking to Maleficent.
Yeah.
AKA Zara Larsson.
Yeah, well done. So this year, they've announced their lineup. It's JP Cooper, Rag and Bone Man, Young'un, and one more person, I can't remember who. Jonas Blue.
Okay.
And it's happening in... The reason that made me think of it is because it's happening in Manchester. And the theme is the other world. So I'm thinking of going as Stranger Things.
Okay. Well, so what... You say going as Stranger Things. What does that actually mean?
Just going as all the characters. So the theme is other world. So I need to go... I was thinking of going as...
11.
The thing about 11 is I don't want to shave my head.
No.
This time. For this role. You know? Sure. It's just... I'm not.
You got your friends who can do theatrical stuff, no? Makeup?
Yeah, but not a scalp head.
I've got quite a big head. I'm trying to judge the size of your head from here.
I've got a tiny head. Little tiny, tiny head.
Yeah.
Hats just don't fit me.
Mm. What could you go as?
What about Otherworld? So I could go as David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust.
Yes.
Could go as.
David Bowie from The Labyrinth.
Ooh, could go as something from The Labyrinth, anything from The Labyrinth.
Who was that?
Could go as Labyrinth.
Who in The Labyrinth? Who's the little man from it?
I can't remember. It's very hazy in my memory. I haven't seen it for a long time.
I saw a picture recently of that puppet was put somewhere and it was found recently. It's rotten and it's just the most scary thing you'll ever see. It's terrifying.
Talking of terrifying, have you seen It? Maybe I could go as It.
I'm seeing It on Saturday.
It's good.
Did you like it?
I really enjoyed it. More because it's really funny. I think you'll enjoy the humour.
Is it meant to be funny?
It's quite Stranger Things-y.
Okay.
Yes, it's always meant to be funny. Although, my friend was explaining to me that actually the book was quite weird and it was quite sexual. And and actually the film doesn't depict that, luckily, because they're really like young, the cast. But apparently the book in the book it's all quite... weird. And
I find with kids in movies, especially like that, you have to, it's very rare for me to like them enough to want them to live.
Yeah, you know, I know. I mean? And in this you want all of them to live, like 110%. Oh, okay. Every single one. And I think the scares are very boom. Ooh. Scares.
Just jump,
as opposed to like
jumpy.
And if you don't like clowns, I can imagine it being the worst film, because it really is clown heavy and I'm not scared of clowns at all.
What is your fear?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly. So when I was younger, I had a friend, my friend's sister told me this story of Chucky. coming up the stairs. Chucky 1, Chucky 2. Yeah, I feel like we have as well. And that is my biggest fear, is tiny dolls walking towards me. And I remember clearly not being able to sleep for 3 days because I was imagining Chucky coming up the stairs to get me.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, I don't have stairs where I live, so.
When I was about 8, I sleep over around friends and we watched The Exorcist. And we watched it with mute on because the voice was scary. That was the first night.
So it's basically a silent film.
Yeah, it was still terrifying.
Oh yeah,
bloody terrifying.
What's the scariest bit in it for you?
Well, it's just her like spewing and looking at just that voice.
Did you hear the story about it though? I'm not ignoring you. I'm just checking
about
the stats again.
About the curse.
They all she died. The girl who played but the curse across the films was like that. People just kept dying.
The old vicar died. The guy that was
all
drunk.
In really mysterious circumstances. Same with Annabelle, you know, that film I told you about, which is about the doll. You can go this year, you can go to the place, because the two clairvoyants from Insidious and Annabelle are real.
Yeah.
And you can go to their house and view the real Annabelle doll, because it's based on truth.
Doesn't the real Annabelle doll doesn't look actually look creepy, does it?
Yes, it looks incredibly creepy, and it's inside a glass box and it's blessed 3 times a week by a priest.
There's nothing like anything like that.
It's definitely not as freaky outy as the other. Yeah, no, it's definitely a little bit more like, oh, that's just a doll.
Yeah.
Well, it's the end of the show.
It is.
Thanks so much for being my friend.
That's fine.
That'll be fine. I hate to tell you this, I have won. It is 56% to 44% plus my one vote from Mike.
Yeah, bloody Mike.
Ruining it. We would have been tied if you'd had that vote.
That's fine.
Thank you very much everyone for tuning in. We'll catch you next Thursday from 4 o'clock. We've got loads of exciting guests and a very exciting pre-rec exclusive for you next week. This is Rihanna finishing us off for a Thursday. Rude boy.